2 months later, we're back. Brandon Mail's party line. It's been a while. Mail and I have taken a little break due to circumstances unforeseen. We hope there's a few people that did decide to hang out with us and get notifications whenever we did start this thing back up. And we're going to jump into it with a really quick, insane story that I heard on the news. We're just going to dive in. We're giving you a short podcast just to get things started up again. So I hope you'll stick with us and get ready to listen and be shocked and tell your friends to listen, okay? Because I promise you it's worth it. We've missed you. We love you. Stay tuned. Oh no, I don't. Is this really Melinda?
Is this really Randy?
Well, let me tell you what I had to do. Nobody's going to understand this but me and you, but I had to click on the head without the profile because to get to you, because I got two Melinda Saltzmans on my Anchor app now. And so the one that had the picture, I said, well, there's one with no picture. Let me click on that and see if I can. And that was you. There you are. So now you're just a head. You're just a head and a little body, but it's not really you, if that makes
sense.
So
that does make sense because I was questioning what picture did I put on that profile.
Well, now you look like a little.
So there's
like
two
the
Melinda
little
Saltzmans out there.
Yeah, so maybe we can invite your twin one day when we get good at this.
How the heck you been?
Oh, well, good. Let's get into this. Let's just jump into this. Melinda and I have not been on this podcast since April. But since that time, she did come to visit me all the way from North Carolina. And we met each other and we have a new family. So everything's fantastic as far as that goes. But otherwise, I guess we just kind of, I got lazy and, well, I had a lot of stuff going on at work.
Well,
and so,
people know this. Life gets busy sometimes. And
life got busy. And so Here we are back, and we just thought we'd come on really quick and not keep you guys long, but hoping somebody missed us. And we would talk about, well, what got my attention was a news story. We'll just jump right into this. And Melinda, this is from what we discovered was Massachusetts, right?
Mm-hmm. We believe so, yeah.
And the good old U.S. of A. And I think maybe this story will help give the people in Florida a little, you know, let them catch a little less hell for a few minutes, maybe, because all the craziness usually generally comes from Florida. All right. I'm just going to read the headline, and then we'll discuss. Woman stole truck, struck officer, then ordered chicken McNuggets at drive-thru as police closed in. And this is a fresh story. This only happened on 2 days ago, which would have been
Tuesday
the 6th. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
The 6th of July. Here we are in summer. We haven't talked to you guys in a while, but we're going to discuss this. There's this crazy woman driving an allegedly stolen truck. And, you know, screw that. Allegedly, I mean, you and I, we're not going to get in trouble for this. She did it. Obviously, she did it. So I think allegedly is used way too much in these stories. You know, the bitch did it.
It is, yes, because the owner of the truck verified.
Yeah, she's gonna be under the jail for this when you hear what she did. All right. She was taken into custody at the Shrewsbury Street McDonald's where she had been at the drive-thru window ordering chicken McNuggets while police closed in. All right. First off, let's go to this because my first thought was you're running from the law, but yet, and let me tell you, she's done some bad shit. I mean, you guys just don't know just from that little bit of, we're going to tell you what she did, but why would you stop in the middle of all this at McDonald's of all places? Why not go to Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, she would have gotten out of there. They would still be looking for her right now. I don't think she would have been caught, but go to McDonald's. And from what we read in the thing, the police were actually, they found out where she was and they called McDonald's and asked them to slow the line down.
That's an oxymoron.
How much slower is the line going to get at McDonald's for this crazy woman? Okay, let's go over it real quick, what she did. Her name is Joanna Gardell, and she's 38 years old, which is old enough to know better, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And they even said she lived on Oriole Drive. You would think maybe she would have gone to the grocery store and picked up a pack of Oreo cookies, but instead of going for the chicken nuggets. But she was taken away in an ambulance and later released from the hospital. But I don't think she was released to go home. You think?
No, I don't think so. Not after we.
Nah. Yeah. She was booked on several charges. Here we go. Can you handle this, people? Including leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury after she allegedly struck an officer on a detail and dragged him a short distance, leaving him injured.
Jeez.
What do you think she was driving? She stole a 2013 Chevrolet Silverado work truck with the name Raymond James Restoration on the side. She had to be on crack or something, I think, to steal a work truck at 8:45 a.m. in the morning. She stole it from a job site on Lake Avenue in Worcester. And the company's owner told police that. Said a worker at the time was placing tools at the job site, and he put the keys in the cup holder for a few minutes. Folks, never know. Don't put your keys in a cup holder. Keep them on your person, because you got women like this that are hungry for McDonald's that are going to steal your truck because she wants to get to McDonald's in a hurry. When he turned around, the truck was gone, and they began monitoring the truck's whereabouts using a GPS. He had the GPS and was relaying it to the police. I couldn't believe she went so many places. This is what the guy's saying. Okay, what happened? Let's see. We're reading this to make sure we get it right, because we both just discovered this story today and just thought it was just insane.
So bizarre. All right.
Yeah, but very so bizarre. An officer then spotted the stolen truck on another street and turned on the cruiser's blue lights. As he got out of his cruiser and approached the stolen vehicle, she drove away as he walked towards her, adding that the officer got back into his cruiser and followed her at a low rate of speed, but she did not stop. Well, what do you think? I mean, that policeman was a little stupid.
She was on a mission.
She was on a mission.
Yeah.
So as the vehicle drove north on, let me go past all this. She ended up going on a lot of streets. She drove in the wrong lane against traffic in an attempt to go around the stopped vehicles. At that point, she struck a van and three officers, including two were on a detail, approached the vehicle in an attempt to extract Gardell. I'm thinking, really? You're thinking at this point you're going to get her out of that car? She quickly backed up the truck and struck a cruiser behind her, knocking down and dragging one of the detail officers, who I'm sure at this point said, you know, this detail stuff is for the birds.
Right.
You know, if this is how dangerous it is, I don't want to be a real police. For safety reasons, police stopped pursuing her as she picked up speed on Main Street and drove through red lights. Surprise! Okay, they followed her vehicle, noting that a blonde woman was at the wheel. As the driver wound her way through the city, police from that town began following the truck until it returned to Worcester. So she made a circle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, a short time later, police saw the vehicle in line at the McDonald's drive-thru on Shrewsbury Street and closed in. At one point, attempting to call the fast food restaurant, asking that they slow down their service at the window. This was according to scanner reports.
The person that answered the phone, the McDonald's worker that answered the phone, is like, wait a minute.
That's
Did
a first.
Did we already do that?
That's a first. We've never been told to slow it. Can you slow it down a little bit? Going, this is a joke, right? All right.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
The guy that owned the truck went to McDonald's and saw his truck, which, you know, right now he was pissed because, I mean,
yeah.
It's been damaged. It's hit people. It's hit everything. He believes it would be a total loss. Yeah, I think so, too. He said he was stunned that the woman had been ordering food at the drive-thru. She ordered chicken nuggets, he said. Can you believe that? Well, considering it wasn't Florida, yeah, you know, you might question it a little bit. But now Massachusetts, We're handing the title over to you. Okay, you're the new Florida.
Girl
All
Scouts
right.
lead, I guess.
I guess so. And you know, they got her at the drive-thru and said that there were several hypodermic needles inside the vehicle.
Yeah.
So that explains the erratic behavior maybe a little bit. And, you know, she was maybe pumping up a little heroin and decided, I don't know that heroin gets you hungry, though. It doesn't give you the munchies, does it? Well, not that I've done it. Have you? Well, we're not going to out ourselves on it. Mel,
I can
hope
tell
you
you
haven't.
I can tell you, no, I haven't. And I really don't know that much about that drug because I made a pact years ago that I would not snort anything up my nose or inject my body with a drug. So I have no
Okay.
info on heroin.
So we don't know that if it gives you the munchies or not, but evidently
I don't know.
She felt, well, evidently she was high enough to where she felt everything would be okay if she pulls into this McDonald's drive-thru to get some nuggets while she's in hot pursuit. The police are in hot pursuit of her.
Why wouldn't you get a Big Mac?
Why wouldn't you go to Chick-fil-A? You wouldn't have to wait in a long line. They would have got her in and out of there. She would have never, if she had gone for the Lord's chicken, she would have not been arrested. She probably would have gotten, no, she wouldn't. Because you know what? The Lord would have seen that what she was doing and seen that
he
she
would have
was
shut
in his
down.
Line.
Yes, he would have shut
he
down
would
all
have.
Electronics.
Yeah, he would have, all of a sudden, Chick-fil-A would have been on the news because they go, all of a sudden, Chick-fil-A is not fast. The Lord's chicken has stopped. There is something sinister going on. Not to mention that macaroni and cheese they have. Oh, dear God. I wish I had some right now. And I've got some gift cards. I could just hop in the car if I hadn't had a couple of martinis. I would go and get me some mac and cheese from Chick-fil-A. And nobody, mind you, nobody's following me, so I wouldn't have to be in a hurry either. So, these people, they need to be on that. Do they still have that dumb criminals show on television anymore? The world's stupidest, remember, stupidest criminals? I think Tonya Harding is actually did it one time.
I think she did. Oh my gosh.
Before I, Tonya, she was like, she had been reduced to being a commentator on the world's dumbest criminals.
I don't know if it airs anymore. I really don't, because I
probably not. No, because yeah. Tonya got famous, and they're going. She got famous again, and they're going, no, we can't. Mm-mm. And my kudos to Tonya Harding. I love Tonya Harding. I love to root for the bad guy. She was the bad guy, and I rooted for her every step of the way. I didn't care that Nancy. I thought Nancy Kerrigan was too sweet. She probably deserved to have her kneecap capped. Oh, did I say that? No, that's wrong. I'm sorry.
That's so wrong.
I'm too tired to edit it out, so it's just going to have to be in there. I'm pro team Tonya. I'm serious. I really am. I was never. Nancy was just too pure, too virginal. I don't like virgins.
Oh.
I like whores.
Oh well.
All right, back.
See, we're gonna prove to our audience that you can.
We're back
be,
with a vengeance.
You can be really, really. You can be family and still disagree because I rooted for the good girl.
Oh, you liked Nancy.
Nancy, yeah. She's just wholesome and sweet. And
no, I like the bad girl. I thought Tonya was like, yeah, you probably had a reason to do that. I know. Yeah, you're misunderstood. The movie showed she was misunderstood. It was awesome. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, let me tell you, you need to put that on your list of must-sees. I, Tonya, it's been a few years now. I can't believe how fast time flies, but when you're getting older, it really does fly out the window. But that was a really fantastic movie, and it was sympathetic to Tonya. Now, how did we go from this crazy woman driving to
talking about crazy women.
Crazy women, that's right. It was a crazy one. Yeah. So now I'm looking through this story and they're showing all these weird things about the actual cost of one day full mouth dental implants might surprise you. You know, they show you all these weird little things they want you to click on.
Yes, they
click
want you
bait.
To click clickbait, exactly.
Georgia drivers with no DUIs getting a payday on Thursday. Okay.
People out there, if you never listen to anything we say, please listen to this. Do not click on the clickbait.
Yeah, don't click on clickbait, because what does it do? It gives
you viruses.
Mm. I didn't think about that. And don't click
Yeah.
on porn though, because you know it'll, if you ever, from what I've heard, is if you click on porn and you watch it, another screen will pop up and say, your phone has this many viruses on it. But if you have an Apple, it's not really true. You just have to click out the X and you're fine.
And you know this how?
Somebody told me about that.
Oh,
I can't say the name because I don't want to, you know, the names have been changed to protect the guilty.
to protect the
But anyway, this chick, let's see how she wound up. Okay, she was, here's how Gardell was charged. Not to change the subject, but she was charged with failure to stop for, hold on to your horses here. This, she's going to be in trouble. Seriously, listen to this. Charged with failure to stop for police, operating to endanger, a red light violation, leaving the scene of an accident with property damage, leaving the scene of an accident with personal injury, assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon, a motor vehicle, assault by means of a dangerous weapon, a motor vehicle, malicious mischief to a motor vehicle, disturbing the peace, disorderly conduct, operating a motor vehicle after her license was suspended, and use of a motor vehicle without authority. And last but not least, it's not in the charges, but being a dumbass, going to McDonald's trying to get away rather than getting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. I mean, she should totally be charged for that.
For
What
real,
an idiot. She
girlfriend.
deserves to get, girlfriend, you deserve to get caught. God was looking over. Well, no, God wasn't looking over. Was God looking over McDonald's? No, not so much. Because, you know, McDonald's is kind of, they're more devilish, I would say. They're more like, you do what you want to do. We don't have a problem. We'll look the other way. Whereas Chick-fil-A would go, no, we want to wish you a blessed day. And if you're running from the law, we want to hope that you get your ass caught because we are Christians, but we do believe in persecuting your ass for doing something stupid. Right? Oh God, did I lose some people there? I didn't mean you know,
This
I'm a
just took a
Christian.
turn.
I'm a lapsed Christian, but I am a Christian. And God knows because I talk to him about this stuff every night. So he's working on it. We're working on that situation right now. So I think I could say that without feeling bad. But then again, you go, well, Randy, why did you call yourself on it if so there's gotta be some guilt. That's God talking to you. When you hear that guilty voice, that is God talking to you. And don't think that, you know, you can say a few Hail Marys and get away with it. You've got to change your life. You really need to
Yeah,
stop, put the
he's all
brakes on and
knowing.
go, yeah, he's all knowing. You're not going to hide that shit from him. I mean, that stuff. And God, I don't think God cares if you curse because the God that I speak to, he's got a sense of humor and he laughs at me and goes, yeah, you're funny. Okay, but keep it up, mommy. You're going to burn in hell. No.
No.
Male, bring it. Okay, you got to bring this back in. Reel us
So,
back
you
in.
know, let's in this crazy bizarre.
Oh, you went robotic for a second.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, say it again. She went robotic. Robotic, we mean, is when her phone went. Well,
That's pretty.
you'll
Well,
hear it because I don't have time to produce and cut this podcast. We're just trying to throw something together real quick for everybody that's wondered where the hell you've been all this time. So, okay, on
so,
that note, Mel, you take it out.
bottom line, you know, she went off the deep end and did some crazy stuff, but I hope that they will just dig into some mental health issues, maybe. What's making her use a hypodermic needle with drugs, and you know, what's going on? What's deep? Yeah, the big, huge picture of what's going on with this chick that's going to steal a work truck. And, you know, it's just
At that early in the
insane.
morning,
And
well, that early in the morning makes me think that she probably was doing some meth or something because she'd been up on an all-night bender and she still wasn't coming down. And she thought, oh, this look, there we go. There's some transportation to get my nut McNuggets.
yeah, you know, and to be whatever drug she was doing had her hyped up and just clearly not thinking straight. So let's hope she gets some help. But
Yeah.
we're going to
We're going to set up a GoFundMe for her, okay?
no.
I was trying to redeem myself for the bad things I had said.
But
You go, wah! It didn't work.
these kind of stories are out there for us to make a podcast on, and we're going to continue to do it. But we're going to wish you well. We don't want no harm to come to anybody. But come on, if you're going to be a dumbass, we're going to laugh about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I hope more people. No, I don't want people to get hurt, but you're right. This is good fodder for podcasts. You know, it's
Yeah,
great,
it really is.
it's great material for us to talk about and make fun of. But we do realize that mental health is a serious issue,
It really is.
and Mel doesn't have it, but I do. I do, and I put it out there all the time, and I've had many meltdowns, and I'm still not quite mentally right. But that's why a lot of people like me, because they know that, and they know that they can get some entertainment from it at my expense, and I'm cool with that. I'm really cool with it.
I don't even know what to say that you don't think I have any issues going on because.
Well, I've seen you in person. I can look in your eyes and tell there's a little craziness going on there. Yeah.
Yes, I
It's
have
still there.
overcome. I've overcome the depression. The anxiety is what sometimes just cripples me. But
Oh
yeah,
yeah. That's
so
another
for you,
podcast. Totally, we need to talk about anxiety.
yeah, it's very crippling, and it just until somebody has suffered with that, I don't even want to talk to your bitch ass.
Oh no, she did it.
I am so tired of people judging people. To that old saying, until you've walked a mile in that person's shoes, you ain't got a freaking clue.
You sure don't. That's true.
You
And I
don't have a
thank you.
clue.
I thank you for explaining that to our audience, because that, I mean, really, you're the only one that's really going to be able to understand, to tell it, and they're going to take you seriously. If I say it, they're going to go, "Oh, how much was he drinking before he did this podcast? I don't know whether I can listen to him, but I can listen to her because she is the voice of reason."
honey, that's why we mesh so well. We
That's
keep
why
each
it
other.
works.
I mean, you see the crazy. I don't let everybody doesn't always get to see the crazy in these eyes.
So, let me see. Let me look at this pod. We haven't done this podcast in so long. I can't remember how we did it.
22 minutes.
We've done good. We don't want to keep you guys too long, because we know everybody's got a lot of shit going on. And excuse my profanity, because I got a potty mouth. I'm still trying to work on it. I mean, every now I don't. I'm controlling it a little bit, but I really do have a broader vocabulary, I promise. And if you listen long enough, you'll see that I do. I'm not stupid, but we just
Continue to be
wanted
real, my friend.
I'm just trying to be real. And plus, I've had a couple of drinks as usual. That hasn't changed. I mean, no, I did not take a couple of months out to stop drinking, obviously. That didn't happen. So we're going to proceed as we have before, but we're going to have some really cool guests coming up as soon as we can get them to learn how to favorite our podcast correctly, because you have to favorite the podcast on Anchor for us to be able to invite you as a
I
guest.
am going to go take care of that when we hang up from this.
Because we've got some, Melinda's already found, we've got some people that are interested in coming in and giving their points of view, and you guys are really going to love these. We got some fun people. So we're trying to get it back on track now, and this was our we just dove right back into it. We didn't
I've
even.
missed this so much.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, we my work and everything has just been taking me away, and I couldn't do it. But we're back with it now. We're going to try to get back on a regular track with it, and we hope we can get a few more listeners, people that just want to listen to improv, because that's what we do. We call it the Random Mills party line. I'll go back over this again, because back in the day, a party line was when we didn't have cell phones. Some people just had one line, and you picked up on that at your home. And if somebody else in your neighborhood was on it speaking, you had to wait till they finished before you could make your phone call, or either you could stay on and listen, like you're not supposed to do, but That's what we're getting. That's what we're inviting people to do with this. And that's why we call it Rand and Mel's Party Line, because we're.
And that, you know, hence the gossip.
Yeah, the gossip, totally, because it was all gossip, because people would listen and say, did you hear them? They were talking about this. And, you know, by the time it gets to the next point, somebody's already added their shit to it. And it becomes a whole, by the time the story gets out in the newspapers or on television, there's a lot of stuff that I didn't know happened.
Exactly.
But evidently it did. So, Mel, thank you. And
you're
we're going to.
Thank you, honey.
We're going to end this and hope that I can remember how to publish it, because it's been a long time since I've done this, but I'm sure it'll be like riding a bike. You get off of it, you jump back on it, and or either having sex, you know, you get off and you jump back on and there it is again.
Yep. Until your leg muscles get out.
That's right. Yeah. Until they become like spaghetti. Oh, I'm saying too much.
I miss those days.
The spaghetti leg days when you get out of bed. Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you about it.
call me later.
I'll call you later and tell you. All right, everybody. So we're over and out for now. Peace and love. And you know, like I said before, stay crazy.
Mwah.
Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
And that's all, folks. Stay tuned for the next episode of Random L's Party Line. We're going to be bringing you some really, 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 really insane stuff with some special guests. So you're going to want to stay tuned. I promise it won't be as long of a lapse as it was this last time. We love you, miss you, and we hope you feel the same way about us, too. Good night.